This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. At the local elections coming up on May the 2nd, they'll be voting in all the wards of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. I'm joined now by Jeff Mason, who's chair of the Tunbridge Wells Green Party. Jeff, you don't have any councillors at the moment in Tunbridge Wells, so what are your ambitions for this election?
Our ambitions this year are to get our first Green councillor elected to Tunbridge Wells. Last year we had some good successes. We increased our vote share to 8%. We're standing in every single ward again, and we have a gender balanced slate of 10 female candidates and 8 male candidates. Across the country, the Green Party is doing really, really well. We're in administration in 38 councils, so we just want to be part of that in Tunbridge Wells.
So at the moment, there's a coalition running Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. The Liberal Democrats are leading that coalition. There's also the Tunbridge Wells Alliance, Labour and Independent. They've been in power now for 2 years. How would you sum up what you think of as their achievements, as their record in those 2 years?
It's been quite interesting actually looking at their strategic plan, and it's been very pleasing to see that climate action is underpinning everything the council does. There are fine words in there: we'll continue our work to create a cleaner, greener, carbon zero future. So some good stuff going on, but there is still plenty of things to do. Don't forget that the 2019 climate emergency declaration was watered down. It was to cover the whole borough, but in actual fact, it was watered down to include just council emissions. And community engagement, which is so important to bring everybody along on the journey of carbon reduction, the Citizens' Assembly was scrapped. So still lots to do and still lots of reasons to get a Green councillor elected.
Tunbridge Wells Borough Council is, of course, in charge of planning. There was a plan for a whole new town in Capel Parish. That's now been dropped. So there is a new Tunbridge Wells Borough Council local plan. Do you support that one?
It was great news that Tooley Garden Village was dropped. The Green Party was campaigning consistently against this because it was built on Green Belt land. But from our perspective, the total cost of this plan runs to £4.5 million, and it raises questions about the soundness and viability of the whole thing. So we say we need a wholesale strategic review of the local plan going forward.
But how would you provide these homes? The central government says that there needs to be a 20% increase in the number of households in the next decade or so in Kent. Is that a correct target?
As I've always said, the original premise was based on flawed data. What we do know is that there are nearly 5,000 hectares of brownfield sites in the region, so why aren't these being more aggressively targeted and used? We shouldn't be building on greenbelt land, and lots of the housing is for 4 to 5 bedroom houses. There's a need for smaller starter homes for younger people, and I think this is the priority going forward.
Do you think one option for getting the right type of housing for young people is for the councils themselves to build the residences?
Absolutely right, Martin. I think we just need to look at Norwich City Council, for example. They've not just been building affordable housing for residents, but they've been using the leading low-carbon passive house standard. The principles there are high-quality insulation, heat control and robust windows, airtight construction and heat recovery ventilation. So it's fantastic, affordable housing for local people, built to a standard that's good for the environment.
Who's in control of Norwich Council?
Well, there are 13 Greens, so I think that tells you everything you need to know.
On transport, we know there's a lack of safe cycle lanes. What would you do about that?
We know that only 0.9%, so less than 1% of people who are employed, use a bicycle to get to work. There is so much commuting, which affects air quality and so on, and so cycle lanes and encouraging active travel will be a top priority for a Green administration.
Jeff Mason of the Green Party. He's standing in the rural Tunbridge Wells ward, which includes Goudhurst and Lamberhurst. Also standing for the Greens are Fox and Yeo. Standing for the Conservatives are Andrew, Durrer and Mobbs. For the Liberal Democrats, Douglas, Gill and Rapoport. For the Independents for Rural Tunbridge Wells Party is Glazier. For Labour are Kerrigan and Scott. For the Tunbridge Wells Alliance Party are Knight and Webster. So there are 14 candidates in all in rural Tunbridge Wells. Each resident has 3 votes. You can hear interviews with all the main parties in our latest podcast, West Kent Talking. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.